Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting. And he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Soon go the fireworks! A National League Championship winning Curly W is in the books!
The Washington Nationals, the first team from D.C. since the 30s. To qualify for a World Series, and all you had to do was watch any inning of that series, and you just see former Diamondback after former Diamondback after former Diamondback, and one guy who was in the middle. It seemed like every time they cut to the on-field celebration and everybody was hugging everybody else, there was Chip Hale hugging another guy, and there was Chip Hale, somebody else. You got a lot of FaceTime last night, Chip Hale. Congratulations on going to the World Series, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. Yeah, it was something. It was something, and like you said, a lot of ex-D-backs, and you know, just a really, really good group of guys.
No, oh, it is. I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for Huddy. You know, you root for people in this industry, and you know, we're rooting for you guys because you know you're such good guys. But tell me about the start, Chip. You guys were 19-31. There was a lot of talk about that Davey could be fired at any day if you guys had another losing streak. What do you remember about the slow start that the Nats got off to?
Well, it was awful, of course, and we heard all those same things that you said. We were on a road trip. We were Philadelphia, Milwaukee to L.A., and we actually sat on a plane in Philly. The plane broke. We went, I think, 3:34 in the morning. We went back to the same hotel in Philly, slept, got up, left at 9 for the game in Milwaukee, flew to Milwaukee, went to a hotel right to the park. Got swept in Milwaukee, went to L.A., and we started hearing all the rumors about, you know, possible firings and staff replacement and the whole deal. And we ended up splitting with the Dodgers there in L.A. and played a little better. And then, you know, basically, guys, we just got healthy. That's what happened. I mean, we did make some really good signings with Gerardo Parra, the ex-Diamondback, of course. And then Asdrubal Cabrera came aboard after August 1st. But it was just health. I mean, we looked back. It was funny. Once we clinched, we had a little bit of time before the playoffs started, and we looked back at our lineup in that Milwaukee series. There was no Soto. There was no Rendon, no Turner. I mean, we were running out there most of our AAA team. So that's what this game's about. I mean, if you look at any club and you take people away, I think that was probably the amazing thing about the Yankees this year. If you look at them, they really played well, even with all the injuries they had. We couldn't survive it at that point. And then once those guys came back, the pitching started to get in line, the starting pitching at least, and we did it somehow. Our bullpen was, what, a 5-5 for the season, and that just doesn't cut it. And somehow, some way, we were able to claw our way back, and it's funny because the bullpen has really done well in the playoffs.
Well, yeah, because you haven't used it very much. You're only using Doolittle and Hudson. But tell me, you know, did you have any influence when Huddy came over from Toronto with Gerardo? You know these guys. You manage these guys. Did you have any influence? Did they ask you about these players before they got them?
Well, we talked a lot about Parra, because once we were playing the Giants, and one of the coaches from the Giants might have been Ron Wotus or maybe Curt Young. One of those guys, of course, all ex-guys I've coached with, said, hey, you know, we're probably going to end up releasing this guy, and I know his numbers aren't great now, but he's still got a lot left in him. And I said, well, heck, if we can get him, he could light a fire into some of our younger kids. So, that one, the Huddy one was just – I know at the deadline, and it was different this year with the one deadline, we were trying to get anybody we could get out of the bullpen. And when Riz was able to get Huddy, who was really having a nice year in Toronto, it was a last-second thing. So there was no asking anything. I was just happy to see we got him.
Chip Hale, bench coach of the Washington Nationals, former manager of the Arizona Diamondbacks, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show on the day after the Washington Nationals clinch trip to the World Series. What time did you go to bed this morning, Chip?
Well, I actually got to bed. We got to bed at 2. My daughter had flown from TCU here to see a couple games in D.C., and she stayed an extra day. So we were able to get to bed, and then I took her to the airport at 4 so she could make her classes today. I know that there was guys still up at 4 because when I was driving to the airport, there was still the coach's chain, text chain was still going on, and our advanced scout was actually at the airport going to the Yankee Stadium. And the guys were texting him back, so they were still up with a bunch of guys. So it went deep into the night, but at 54, it's tough for me to do that.
Oh, come on, Chip, you're stronger than you think. What is that for that community, that city? Considering, and I know you weren't there for all of it, but all the times that they had made the postseason in the last 5 or 6 years, only to lose in Game 5. I think it happened a stretch of 4 or 5 years. It had been frustrating. What sort of sense of release did you pick up on around the city or among that fan base with what happened last night?
Well, each one of the victories, first obviously getting in because of the 19-31 start, was huge relief. The wild card win against the Brewers was so just was unbelievable, with Soto hitting the ball and the ball taking the funky hop and getting by the guy and everybody scoring. And you could see an ownership's face. They would come down every day after that, and you could see the expecting, here we go to Game 5 with the Dodgers. Here we go again. And we're like, we're gonna do it, and we're all thinking, hey, we're going to L.A. We got a shot, but it's gonna be tough. But we had the big boy on the mound. Maybe we can do this thing. But you could see there was that little bit of here it goes again. And every time we win one of these games, there's a huge release, and the community, the fans have been unbelievable.
Chip, what was it like? You guys went in a different direction. You let Harper go. You decided to go for pitching instead with Patrick Corbin. What was it like letting Harper go? Do you think in some ways that maybe the team was better off going that direction?
Well, I don't know if we were all better off. And Harp was a good kid. It's just money. I mean, they wanted to be under the competitive balance, the mark you have to hit, and it wasn't going to work. It just wasn't going to work. They offered him a decent deal, but he got more. And every player, worth what they're worth. And I'm happy for him. He had a good year in Philly. He hurt us a bunch of times. So I don't know if we were better off for it. Guys rallied around a little bit, I think, saying, hey, we can do this without Harp. And Patrick was huge all year for us. He stayed healthy. He pitched well for us. I mean, in the playoffs so far, he's pitched out of the pen. He started. He's done a lot of different things. So, like I said, I mean, I don't ever like to pin it on one guy just because we got rid of this guy, we're better. But the guys, I think do feel like they want to prove baseball wrong, saying, well, you can't win without him.
Yeah. Chip, we appreciate the time. Congratulations again, and thanks for joining us on short notice, and best of luck in the World Series. We mean that.
Well, guys, thank you so much. I miss you guys.